Report: George Soros-backed District Attorney Pamela Price's laptop stolen in crime-ridden Oakland. By Amy Furr on October 30, 2023. George Soros-backed Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price was reportedly the victim of a car burglary on Friday afternoon in Oakland, California. Sources said Price's work laptop was stolen while her vehicle was parked outside a family justice center near 27th Street and Telegraph Avenue, ABC 7 reported. Authorities later confirmed the burglary and said officers learned several people broke into a vehicle and stole items from inside it before fleeing the area. The ABC 7 report continued. ABC 7 I team reporter Dan Noy said on X on Saturday, formerly known as Twitter, DA Price's bodyguard parked the $90,000 County Tahoe SUV outside the Family Justice Center and returned to see the window broken and her work laptop gone. According to Noyes, an OPD source says Price waited an hour for police to arrive, gave up and made the report online. In August, activists filed the recall against Price, who was backed by leftist billionaire Soros in a failed 2018 bid, according to Breitbart News. Price is accused of letting crime run rampant in Oakland since she won her election in 2022, the outlet stated. Known for its progressive left-wing policies, Oakland embraced the Defund the Police movement when it began during the Black Lives Matter protests and riots of 2020. Then Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf told a meeting of Democratic mayors in June 2020 that it was not enough to defund the police, but that it was also necessary to replace the police. That month, Oakland abolished its school police department. In February 2023, newly inaugurated progressive Mayor Sheng Tao fired Oakland Police Department Chief LaRonya Armstrong, who had been critical of police budget cuts. He is suing her for wrongful dismissal. Meanwhile, crime has become so bad in Oakland, the largest city in DA Price's jurisdiction, that police have encouraged the public to use air horns to warn thieves away. And normally left-wing-minded residents are blasting a failed progressive utopia. Related, Oakland and NAACP, people are afraid to walk to mailboxes due to crime spawned by defunding police, lax prosecution. In July, Price said yes when asked if she felt safe living in Oakland. I live in East Oakland, even. And I know a lot of people think, oh, that's terrible, but I feel safe, she claimed. Oakland neighbors and victims of crime who are deeply worried and concerned over safety issues gathered to address the issue with law enforcement and Price in late July, KTVU reported. They just drive around and pick a victim. It's getting scary. I'm fearful, one woman told the outlet.